In terms of rugby league, I mean, the scrum, the scrimmage of the scrum in rugby league terms has now completely disappeared. It's just really a method of restarting the game in rugby league. They're not contested scrums in rugby league. Give you an example. I'm sure I wouldn't be able to go in at hooker in rugby union for sale, but I bet I could go in at hooker in rugby league for anybody who wanted me. They don't strike for the ball. In the modern day, and it's just evolution, I think, it's just a method. In terms of rugby league now, the scrum is just a method of restarting the game. It still needs it, because you've got to have methods of restarting the game, and there's other methods that could be used as well. But when you look at the massive difference, I mean, scrums in rugby union are still massively contested. You can still hook the ball, the props bind together. I mean, if you look at the way a rugby league scrum is formed and the way a rugby union scrum is formed, well, there is no comparison. There's not that binding. The rugby league, you know, you kind of just loosely hang on to somebody because it's a fast-moving game. You want to be up and at the opponent or up and moving if you've got the possession. And the sooner you can do that, the better. So there's a massive difference. And lots of rugby league people, it's a big talking point in rugby league. Lots of people would like to see, won't happen, they'd like to see a return to contested scrums in rugby league.
But so it will so not on happen. That point, why did rugby league change?
In rugby league, the need and demand for a recognised hooker who can hook the ball sort of disappeared. Sometimes that was due to selection of coaches going back a long time by playing different people at hooker. Oh, we'll put a scrum half in at hooker, or he can go in at hooker. And I think they did that for a bit more flexibility and availability, a bit of speed around the scrum area. And it's just the way it's gone. And for years and years and years and years and years and years and years, even that long, you know, they became, you know, the scrum half would feed the scrum. He puts it straight at the loose forward's feet. They're pointless. Other than a method of restarting the game, scrums in rugby league are just totally pointless. Not like rugby union. It's still a massive part of their sport.
And it is, yes. And the set pieces, often when scrums in rugby union, they come together, they collapse, have to be reset again. There might be a free kick given. And it can be a long process. Whereas rugby league, I think one of the thoughts behind it as well, quicken up the game. It just gets it going again, doesn't it? And it's, you know, for someone that doesn't watch rugby union, maybe a neutral or is just coming to the game for the first time, scrums can be a bit dull, especially if they keep going down. Whereas rugby league, they just don't have that problem. Right, let's get it out, let's throw the ball around, let's play rugby. And that does seem to help the sport, I think.
No, Nathan, you're absolutely right. That is the significant difference. And that's the way that the rugby league went in that particular direction. Speed up the sport. What can we do to speed up the sport? I don't think anybody... Look, he's still an... I'm sure there's people listening who think he's driving me nuts. You know, I'm not going to suggest that you get rid of rugby union and the scrums because it's a massive... a massive part of their game, but it's never going to return to that way now in rugby league, because the way rugby league's evolved, it's quicker, it's faster, it's stronger, real athletes are playing it, and you don't get that rest period. I don't think, you know, it's entirely different in rugby union. I'm not too sure where the problem is, I was going to say I'd like to see the equation probably a little bit of half and half, but you can't have that. You've got to have it like it is in rugby league, where it's just a method of restarting the game. Right, down pack, boom, let's get on with it. Or in rugby union, where it can be laborious. It depends. I mean, the two sports, you're getting into the realms of the massive difference in the sport. So rugby union is a very technical game. Thanks to you and Nigel as well, many, many times. You know, you've pointed me right about what's actually happening in rugby
even
union.
Even I don't know sometimes.
Well, no, and even he doesn't. He's a referee,
exactly.
Isn't he? So, you know, what chance have I got, to be honest with you? But I'm really grateful for that. And I watch it sometimes, and I think, oh, just get on with it. Does it really, really matter? But it does matter.